Good morning. My guests this morning are Scott and Rachel Goree from the Cotati Accordion Festival. Good morning, you two.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very well. And you?
It's been great. It's accordion around the clock these days.
Yes, I'll bet it is. The festival is August 20th and 21st in La Plaza Park, right downtown in Cotati. 9:30 in the morning till 8 in the evening. A long haul and a lot of acts. So talk about what's going to happen.
Well, one, and it's also the 19th also. We've expanded.
It's, oh, really?
You probably don't have it there in the notes, but we do an accordion show at the Redwood Cafe on that Friday, and then the Mad Maggies follow that up by playing at Lagunitas. So we try to get as much accordion material in around the community, and we just weren't happy with just Saturday and Sunday anymore.
Right, right.
But the rest of the weekend, we have our 24, 25-plus acts coming in. We have six different stages. We have our two main stages. We have the student stage, the polka stage, the Zydeco stage, the alternative music apocalypse stage, and the jam tent. So there's always something for everybody happening.
How did you happen to get into this this accordion madness?
Well, I had owned nightclubs, live music nightclubs, and Jim Boggio and Clifton Buck Kaufman, who started the festival, were good friends of mine. And when we were all out to dinner in the 2004 festival, and they announced that they were retiring it.
Oh.
And I just opened my big mouth. And I'm not sure what I said, but 12 years later.
12 years later. So do you play?
Everybody always asks me that.
Of course.
That's part of when you get involved in producing music shows is a lot of times it's because you can't play, but you want to be involved. So, no, I don't play the accordion.
Right.
I'd like to.
Well, I tell you, I've been watching the growing popularity over all those years of the Accordion Festival. And I'm pretty sure that accordions have undergone an absolute renaissance. Accordions used to be what Italian kids who had taken accordion lessons were forced to play at picnics while everyone else had a good time.
Yeah, I'm from Petaluma, and there is a long history of Italian families playing the accordion. I've had friends of mine tell me that after a bottle of wine's passed around at a family gathering, somebody always would break out the accordion.
That's right.
But our event is a multicultural event, and Boggio and Clifton started out that way on purpose to bring as many genres as possible that use the accordion from around the world to show how the variation and how multicultural it is. So we do everything from Tex-Mex to polka to Italian to Zydeco to bring in lots of different ethnic groups and genres into the park and to make it, like I said, something for everybody.
It's one of the most popular music festivals ever in Sonoma County.
Well, it's not just popular in Sonoma County. People accordion players around the world know about Cotati. And one is because it's been going for 26 years. One is because it involves so many genres. And there's been such a parade of great players that have played. We have one woman, Vivi Saarinenka, coming from Finland. We have Jinan Tian coming from China.
Wow.
I mean, people come from a long ways. And if they're coming to North America, they want to make sure that they come to the Accordion Festival.
Great. Thanks very much for coming in. And let's tell people that this is, once again, the Cotati Accordion Festival, the 19th, 20th, and 21st of August. 20th and 21st at La Plaza Park, and the 19th at Redwood Cafe. For information, here's the telephone number, 1-888-559-2576. And you can get tickets at the Last Record Store in Santa Rosa, People's Music in Petaluma, and at all four Oliver's Markets. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.